This episode of The Compendium was sponsored by Envisage Life Coach, my own private coaching practice helping people clarify their career calling and creating a more fulfilling life for themselves. Check out the show notes to learn more. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So with talking about travel, another thing I just want to kind of like dialogue about a little bit is how to keep travel interesting, because it's easy, I think, to be like, all right, it's a full day travel. Okay. You travel a full day and you're there. Which it can kind of pull people out, I think, of the narrative and the storytelling experience and, you know, some of that. And so, this was something that I actually enjoyed the challenge of in when I was actually playing Lost Mines with my group, because I was like, well, what's going to happen on the road? Like you said, they could get attacked. These different things could happen. And I had this encounter, which to this day is my group's favorite encounter, that I came up with by Googling side quest ideas 10 mm-hmm. minutes before my session, because I knew they were going to be traveling that day. And I'm like, you see a goblin running across the road and it's on fire. And it exploded. Like, I had no plan for this. I had no story for this. I had a general concept, and then it evolved a totally different direction as it just kind of unfolded. And to this day, like I said, it was one of the most memorable elements of any campaign that I've written, even my homebrew stuff. Now, and so
just to clarify, when you say it exploded, you mean the story, not the goblin?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Although there was a tent of goblins that were on fire that I think ultimately ended up exploding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, that is a very common question. And there's a lot of people who have a lot of different opinions about it. I talk to people when I kind of consult on their games sometimes about how to do this. In the old days, the concept of random encounters was really popular. There were whole charts for it in earlier versions of the game where, you know, for every, you know, day that you traveled, there was this percentage chance cumulative of getting a random encounter, and you would just mm-hmm. roll your 2d10 d100 kind of thing and figure out what happened. And based on the terrain, you could pull out these certain monsters, and there was a whole system to it. And that kind of codification kind of went away, but the practice still persisted. And again, for me, I still like leaning towards a narrative property of it all. And so if I have my players going a 3 days journey to the next place, I'm like, okay, that's three, you know, that's what, 2 nights that they can camp out. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just gloss over it and say, and you're here, because that cheats them out of opportunities.
Right.
Because sometimes the best role play and planning happens around the campfire, right? And happens when, you know, these two characters who never get FaceTime together are together because they took watch together. And mm-hmm. now while they're hanging out, they're having this conversation and this real heart to heart. And perhaps they work out some problems they've been having interpersonally. Perhaps they find a new commonality. Perhaps they become lovers. Who knows?
And just to clarify, this is either players or characters. It can be very therapeutic for either.
That's absolutely true. I didn't even consider that. So there's those things. But then I still like to kind of throw in like, okay, well, there's a chance something bad can happen. And I know what it would be. And so if I need it to be important to the story, great. It's going to happen no matter what, no dice rolling involved. Other times I'm like, well, it could if it feels like it's getting a little boring. And I will actually roll behind my screen on the first night and the second night so that they're like, because they're worried something's going to happen. More often than not, I know it's going to happen. But I like to give them the threat of the potential of being attacked by, you know, owlbears or displacer beasts or something in the night.
That's such a satisfying feeling to roll your dice and see all the players sit up and be like, oh my gosh, they're rolling. When I'm just like trying to like test my dice to see if they're going to give me good rolls that night. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of dice that they're rolling.
Yeah. Roll the dice, stare at it for a little bit too long and go, huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then just keep going. All right, so who has first watch? And they're all, nah, I'm not yeah. first watch. So again, all in good fun, not an adversary relationship at all. And also too, sometimes you're just like, oh, okay, well, they had a really role play heavy session last time when they got this quest, and I know where they're going is also going to be them kind of talking their way through a bunch of stuff. And I know that some of my players love role play, some of them hate it, but I need to mix things up. So I'm going to put an encounter here during travel just for the sake of variety. Mm-hmm. And so I think it has its place, but you know, there's no rule that says you have to have a random encounter every couple of days. So there's that.
Right. I also use, you know, what I think is most commonly referred to as side quests, something that's off topic from your main plot point. As a way to explore the individual players' characters' backstories. Mm-hmm. So if I know, oh, this person, you know, absolutely hates orcs because orcs killed their family, I might put an encounter where there's some orcs that stop them and try to bully them by the side of the road, because I know that it's going to incite role play for that particular character, and it's going to incite narrative and kind of community with the other players as they're trying to figure out why this person is so upset by these orcs just trying to hassle them. And so I actually find it's a great opportunity to explore characters' backstories and knowing what I know as a DM, not give away information, but provide opportunities for the players to really step into the characters that they created.
Yeah. Give them time to breathe and to inhabit that character for a while, make it more dynamic and give it more life. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you can insert a side quest just because you need to have a delay of game.
A break.
Yeah, a break is really good. Yeah, or just a delay of game. Like, you know, they're going to this big city and you haven't finished creating it or right. reading about it to where you're like comfortable.
I'm so not
you're
ready like, for this.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, this orphan's got stranded on the road. They're going to need to help him for at least 2 sessions. That's okay, because it's not fruitless. Again, there's lots of narrative things going on there, and now you have more, you know, more story and possible, you know, reoccurring NPCs and quest givers and all this kinds of stuff. So it's side quests can be super, super helpful. In fact, there's a ongoing game and a podcast that I consult on the story called Caffeine Check from our friends at Investigation Check. Mm-hmm. In fact, the game they played today and the game they're playing next week is travel with a heavy side quest that's supposed to last those 2 sessions. Now, I'm saying all this because this won't come out until they're totally done doing it and their episodes have come out as well. So I feel comfortable saying this. And the whole reason is that I'm actually going to play in their game in the 3rd session, but because of our schedules, I can't play yet. And so they want me to step in as like a PC NPC mm-hmm. to do some things. And so they're having to delay the game for scheduling reasons because I want to, you know, to be a part of that game as well. And so we worked out something really satisfying for their players that they don't know about yet that they can do during this side quest / travel sequence.
Well, that's awesome too, because we can link that that in the show yes. notes, hopefully. And that way, if you're curious to see how travel can unfold or what mm-hmm. role playing can come out of it, that's a great opportunity to listen into like an actual game being played to see this kind of unfold.
Exactly. And hopefully it goes well. Otherwise, well, we'll see.
okay.
Infinite choice, right? Infinite choice.
We hope that you guys enjoyed listening in this week. If you haven't already, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. Jason and I really enjoy creating this content, and it definitely helps boost our charisma modifier every time we see a 5-star rating pop up. The Compendium is also on Patreon, so if you like listening, that is a great way to contribute to the content that we create. New episodes are available every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron, you get them a day early, so Mondays and Thursdays. And you can always keep up with us between episodes by following us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just look us up by searching for The Compendium. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.